Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Lennon Crew Wheeler. And, after crisis has been diverted last week, I am back. As you can hear, the children are behind me. But welcome again. Tonight's show, we're going to be talking about the wild, the freaky, and the awesome little fish called Brim. Bluegill, warmouth, pumpkin seed, you name it, we've got it. And we're going to talk about how you can catch them and why they are so important to everything we do. As bass, catfish, pike, muskie, slaunch, pigs, it's all good here on the Low Sodium Show, and we're going to talk about it. But tonight's show is all about that little tasty morsel, the brim. And of course, all of our shows on the Low Sodium Show are brought to you through my very humble sponsors, Ultra Coolers, Unfair. Okay, the technical difficulties have already started. sorry about that, y'all. Anyway, the sponsors, Oka Coolers, Jackson Kayak, Unfair Lures, Tommy Head Jigs, Brain Fart, let's see here, YakAngler.com, Bull Bay Rods, and all those that help make this possible. I cannot thank y'all enough. All right. So with all of that being said, we'll be right back, taking a quick short break, to more of the Low Sodium Show Brim Edition.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each plank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality. Period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
And we're back to the Low Sodium Show. Dr. Oz recommends it. Out of 4 to 5 low sodium shows. Sorry, being goofy. But tonight we're going to talk about brim. And, you know, I talk about brim and mostly bluegill all the time for bass fishing. And let's break down what a bluegill, brim, and we're really going to focus on the bluegills. And all guys are going, what about the warmouths and the sun kissers and the pumpkin seeds and the... Y'all, they're great. All of them have their own part in this world. But the bluegill is king, okay? And the reason I say that is for several reasons. One, there are several other species of brim, black bass, of that genus, okay, in the Latin term, that are ornery, that are ticked off, and are very aggressive. But the bluegill seems to be the one that really does them justice. Okay? Now, from the moment the bluegill is spawned, it is a prey species. It is eaten by everything, itself included. Okay? There is no getting away from being a prey species. Even when they get into the hand-sized, big old... This is real this week, man. It's not a rerun. When you get into those bigger ones, they're still prey to the big muskies, the pike, birds of prey. They're an integral piece of the whole ecosystem, in a sense, okay? And they have to be culled in small ponds because they will overrun it. They will eat everything, okay? So, with all of that being said, you know, from the moment they're spawned and born, They are prey, okay? It is just the thing. With that, though, they have a serious tood, okay? They are a schooling species. When you catch one, you'll catch them all kind of thing, all right? But they are great for learning how to catch things with artificials. Now, with that, let's break down all of that. And I'm sorry if I'm coming back and forth. I want to take a quick second. I'm going to answer some questions on the chat room. This is a real week, not a rerun. Last week was really messed up. I had a crisis in the family and couldn't be here. And I apologize, okay? Anyway, now back to what I was saying. So how, and you're going, what are you talking about, man? If you find bluegill, and this is the whole thing about it. When you find bluegill, you will find predatory species, bass, pike, muskie, big crappie. Okay, if you find the small itty-bitty inch to two-inch long bluegill, crappie will eat them. Okay, hint, hint, wink, wink. You know, coming up in like August, or not even that long. You know, June and July, when those bad boys really start spawning, bluegill spawn in mass. Okay, I put up a picture a few weeks ago of a bunch of bedding fish. Those were bluegill. Okay, they will bed right next to each other. They don't have any qualms about doing it, and they will breed. You know, in the south, they'll breed two or three times a year. All right, that is why, you know, shad do it. Crappie will do something similar to that, okay? Where they'll just breed and breed and breed, and you literally take over an area if you don't have the predatory species to take care of them, i.e. birds of prey, fish prey, human prey, or fishy predators, birdie predators, even mammalian predators, raccoons will eat them, fox will get it. If they get a hold of a fish, they'll grab it, and us, okay? They're really good. They're tasty. They're delicious. Okay? I've had a few of them. They're great. But with all that, you know, again, they are very key to that ecosystem. So how do you catch them? You got the old school floating bobber or worm and bobber, y'all. That is the one that I use all the time. And it sounds pretty barbaric, pretty standard, but you know what? If it works, then what else do you need? Bait-wise, crickets, maggots, waxworms, leeches, all that brouhaha will work. If I was going to fish for them with a artificial, the first one that comes to mind, or two that come to mind automatically, the old-school MEPS rooster tail, okay? That is the quintessential, you know, you cast it, you reel it in. You cast it, you reel it in, it does itself. The next one is a beetle spin. Those two are killer baits for bluegill. They're aggressive, okay? You catch one, it gets the rest of the school all hammered up and ready to roll, and you nail them. It's just one of those things that are just so much fun to catch, when you know, especially if you have kids. And this is the quintessential kid, you know, fish. Okay, you look at 99.9%. Okay, and the problems keep on starting and stopping. But if you see kids' first fish, 9 times out of 10, it's a brim. It's a bluegill, it's a warmint, it's a sunny, it's whatever. So when we come back after this short break, we're going to talk a little bit more about predatory species and how they relate to bluegill. Okay, bluegill, pretty easy to catch. When you find them, you can catch them all kind of thing. And we'll talk more about that when we get back from a moment with one of my sponsors. Catch you later on the Low Sodium Show.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Welcome back to the Low Sodium Show, everybody. It's your host. Hi! Well, we're back again. Technical difficulties. Don't know what's going on. It's starting to tick me off. Anyhoosers. but, yeah, okay. How do bluegill and brim relate to the whole, you know, happy triangle of love from being born to being mating to dying, being eaten, hopefully? And as simple as this, okay? Bluegill, they eat a lot of the lower planktonish, bugs, small fry, stuff like that. Okay? They are going to tell you where the most, the best way to put it, the areas that have the most life. If that makes any sense. If I don't see bluegill or brim, I know that there's most likely not going to be many bass. Okay, and this is for those lakes that have bluegill. There are lakes up north that don't have bluegill. Okay, or they do, but the shad is the main forage. And this is something that, for any forage species, if you watch and learn, okay, and you're in an area, and you're fishing it, and you're going, I'm not catching any fish, and you're looking, and you don't see a single bluegill, you don't see a single shad leave. Because guess what, y'all? The supermarket's not there for the predatory species. So they're going to leave. They're going to find those. When you find the bluegill, when you find the shad, when you find the brim, when you find the perch, okay, you will find the predatory species. It's as simple as that, okay? Now, let's break down sizes. And the first size I want to go with is the size of your thumb bluegills, okay? When I see an abundance of those, okay, first thing that comes to my mind, okay, is big crappie, small bass, okay, pickerel a lot of times, or small pike, and catfish, okay. Catfish will spawn after bluegill in some areas. So if I see those little thumb-sized bluegill, I go, aha, there they are. There's a catfish. There's, hang around, exactly. They think like a fat kid. The fat kid isn't going to be at the gym, okay, working out that has no food. The fat kid's going to be at the all-you-can-eat buffet. And Tim put it right here. Fish think like me. They hang around food, okay? Think fat. Simple as that. Well, that rhymed. That was kind of cool. Y'all catch that, right? Yeah. Anyway. So, when you're sitting there, all right, you're seeing those thumb size, okay, catch one or two of them, okay, and I carry a rod, I carry a bunch of small little hooks, okay, I carry some small little pieces of gulp or whatever. If I have worms on the boat, I'll use a worm, and I'll drop it in there, and I'll catch one of them, and I'll look at it. Bluegill vary in coloration, okay, from really light and real vibrant to really dark. Depends on the water they're in, the sunlight, what they eat. And I'll look at it, okay? If I've got a bluegill that is just lit up, or any brim for that matter, and it's just lit up with colors, I'm going to find a lure that's going to match those colors as much as possible, okay? I might not be exact, but I'll be pretty darn close. Okay, this is where, you know, another little secret I'm going to tell y'all. Carry a bag of pens, of Sharpies, of permanent markers, and find some baits that are just neutral colored, i.e., light blue, all white, you know, if you really want to go big, you know, all white or pearl-colored baits. things like, you know, or yellows or chartreuses, just real muddled, real mellow colors. But they are, you know, that's what you're going to do. You can take that, you can look at the bait, you can look at your lure and go, okay, I need to put a dot here, I need some blue here, I need an orange stripe here or bars, or, you know, make the chin all, you know, I need the mouth all orange or, you know, fluorescent pink or whatever you need to do to get it as close as possible. Once you do that, you put the little bugger away, you know, either in the tank or on a hook or back in the water, and you start fishing again, okay? Once you start doing that, you'll start to realize you're starting to catch more fish, you know, your buddy behind the boat who's throwing, you know, a fire tiger, or he's throwing a shad color, a sexy shad. He's just like, I'm not catching anything. You don't see shad on the lake, y'all, you're not going to catch bass on shad colors, okay? But if they're bluegill, then that's their main forage, okay? Yes, they'll eat a crawfish when they get a chance, and trust me, bass will go schizo for a crawfish. But if day in and day out, and every second of the day, they have a bluegill crossing their face, all of a sudden a shad comes in front of them, they're going to be like, who's a new kid in town? He's not from here, you know. You know, I'm not going to touch that, man. So that's the way, you know, you got to think. All right. Now, with all that being said, okay, if you're on a lake that doesn't have brim or it doesn't have bluegill, but it has perch, okay, perch are usually found in smallmouth lakes or whether smallmouth or several species of bass, okay, and this is my opinion. When I find perch, I go to a large bait on a drop shot, and you're going to be like, what the hell are you talking about, man? I go to a drop shot immediately. I drop the drop shot down, and I wait for the perch to start pecking at it. They are my fish finder. So if they're pecking at it, and they're pecking, and they're pecking, and I don't move it, and all of a sudden I don't feel a peck, I don't feel a little dunk, I don't feel anything, I know, oh, I better be, you know, that red flag goes up, here they come. Here comes something, okay? They are your underwater fish finder for what you're trying to catch, you know, catch. So I jump up to a larger hook, too, and a heavy-duty bait. So I feel that, and it feels like a machine gun, really. When you got in the water, it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, nothing. And I feel the, go-plunk, and I go, skabow! Kind of sounds like this. Hang on. I'll give you a little demonstration of what that sounds like. Like that, right there, okay? That is simply how it all works, y'all. Simple as that for all them. And perch, if you're wondering how do you catch perch, you buy a bucket of small minnows, and you drop them down the bottom and wait for them to hit it, then you reel them in. There it is. Okay. So, with all that being said, excuse me. If you find any brim, okay, you will automatically know that you're in a lively area. You will know that there are predators nearby, because you never see any of the videos or anything like that without a bass, a perch, a muskie, whatever, without a bluegill swimming in, you know, somewhere in the screen or a brim, okay? It's just, you know, just what they do. So we're going to take another quick break. Hopefully I don't lose you guys again from one of my wonderful sponsors. And we'll be right back, only on the Low Sodium Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Unfair lures have been around now for almost 2 or 3 years, and they're taking the southeastern world by storm. And y'all, if you haven't thrown an unfair lures in the salt or in the freshwater, you are truly missing out. Go to unfairlures.com, check them out, become a fisho, and definitely go from fishing to catching with only unfair lures. Again, go to unfairlures.com, and if you place an order, let them know Mark Lindekrew Wheeler, the Low Sodium Show, sent you. And I'll talk to you later, only on Unfair Lures. All right, folks, welcome back to the Low Sodium Show.
I am your wonderful host, Mark Lenny-Crew Wheeler, and we're talking about the Brim. Brim, tasty, delicious, so much fun. So, simple as that. All right. Now, let's talk about using Brim as bait, okay? I know some of you, I know some people are going, oh, using fish as bait. I'm only an artificial guy. Go suck it, okay? I have had days where I haven't caught anything on artificials and have just lost my entire mind to pull out an old-school, old Shaughnessy hook, tied it to a bobber, taken a brim that I've caught on a worm, and tossed his big old butt into a brush pile just to catch a bass, okay? I've had those days, and I've done it, all right? So take your high and mighty and shove it, okay? Brim are great cut or live baits, okay? From, like I said, catfish, muskie, bass. My biggest bass in my life came on a bluegill, okay? That it was almost a 14-pound, 26.5-inch bass, okay? It was a slaunch caught on a bluegill under a bobber. So I've said that, okay? So take it however you want to take it, all right? You're not going to hurt my feelings, all right? I trust you. I completely understand. If you're strictly an artificial guy, then you can turn off the show. But guess what? We're going to talk about it all because everyone wants to catch fish, and this is one of the best ways to catch big fish, okay, is you get one of those palm-sized bluegill, okay? Now, there's some things you need to do to the bluegill to really make them effective. This goes for bass, catfish, especially catfish, pike, muskie, you know, predatory fish, okay, you get the bluegill. This, you're going to need two things, a rod and reel with the hook. Doesn't matter what size hook you want to use. Personally, for me, it's whatever I've got. I've used the trailer hook on a spinner bait before. I've used circle hooks for saltwater, big old 8-aughts. You know, you've got sky's the limit on tackle. The second thing you need is a pair of scissors. Okay? Now, if you're squeamish, then you shouldn't be even listening to my show. You should be, you know, hugging a tree somewhere, you know, and smelling daisies. All right? But you can take the bluegill. Those spines that always poke you, as we've seen, on his back, trim them down. Okay? If you're using a bobber, trim the bottom lobe of the tail a little bit. Okay? Don't give them some, you know, ability to swim up. You want them to keep on swimming down. Okay? Second thing, if you're fishing them on the bottom, go ahead and completely trim the tail pretty much down to a little nub so you can only just kind of sit there and flutter. Okay? It's not going to take long. Trust me. All right? Now, hook placement. If you're hooking them with the bobber, okay, hook them where the vent comes out pretty much from the very back of his very last fin on the top, just one spot. Or you can hook them right behind the vent, okay, on the bottom, okay? That's if you're using a bobber. If he's on the bottom, hook him to the nose, hook him between the eyes. I don't care what you do. Just hook him in the face, okay, based on his face. It's going to help when he flutters. It's going to help bring him around and really kick him around, and it's going to make him just so yummy. They're going to want to taste him and taste that big old piece of hook right inside of his head. And I've lost some. It's cool. Anyway. So, you know, don't be afraid to throw near the cover. They're not going to come out and feed them in the middle of the lake, okay, unless it's like a submerged drop-off or something like that, or a submerged tree. Find the cover. Once you find the cover, throw them in there, bobber, bottom, whatever, free-lined, okay, is a great way too. But you just drop them back into there and just wait. Simple. Okay, when the bobber goes down, come tight, set the hook, and catch your slob. Okay, if it's on the bottom, wait for the rod tip to go wah. When it goes wah, you're going to want to reel down and just actually hammer them.
Yeah, one more time for that, because I didn't hear it. Because in the water, he's gone. Exactly. He's going to burp. You're going to go, pow! You're done. You got him. Pow! You know, it's just like that. You know, arms in tight, alligator arms, twist the hip, snap him. Pow! Okay, it's simple as that. And you got him. All right? There's nothing easier in the world than hooking fish on live bait. Okay? So, with all that, you guys are going, wow, he's really stepped on a limb. Live bait. It's simple. It's easy. Sometimes queasy. That's the reason why. So, we're going to take another quick little break here. You know, a little... So we'll be right back on the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Tommy Head Jigs. Okay. Tommy Head Jigs are now going to be the exclusive jig head of the charter boat flatline. Unless we need some massive jig heads for dropping, you know, 1,000 foot. But it says something that the charter boat I work on, I go to the captain, I show him the jig head, I show him how it works, on how we fish it, and he goes, we're going to make an order of those. Those will be the jig heads we use for throwing into and around saltwater cover, okay? So, do like the charter boats do, and the charter boat flatline, and pick up some Tommy Head jigs for saltwater or for fresh. They are the choice of the professionals. So go to TommyHeadJigs.com. Pick up an order. Let them know that Mark Lenny Kuhwheeler sent you. Jackson Kayaks have been around now for almost 10 years. 10 years, y'all. And they are leading the industry in kayaks and in their people. Completely American-made, only in the USA, you're getting a super product. Just like the sign says in the factory, make it like it was yours. It will be yours when you pick up a Jackson Kayak and feel what American made should be. So go to JacksonKayak.com or your local dealer and check out the Jackson line of kayaks. From the Jackson Cuda to the Big Tuna, the Cusifer Rivers, and the Bad All Superfish All. Y'all, that is a bad little boat right there. Okay, even though it's a paddleboard, I still consider it a boat because it's awesome. So check out JacksonKayaks.com, your local dealer, or check out one of the pro staffers. They'll be more than happy to help hook you up with a nice little ride. Uh-oh, y'all. It's time for the... All right, y'all, the pig of the week is going to the fin seeker, the charter boat fin seeker. Yes, y'all, I'm going saltwater on you. You can't stop me. The fin seeker went out actually 3 days ago, went offshore, and they hooked into 4 big eye tuna. And we're talking big old bulging eyes of just big old nasty goodness. They did awesome in really nasty weather, hooked those 4 big eyes, and they landed all 4, which is unheard of. But they did it. And I gotta give Captain Mike and the crew there, you know, a big round of applause. They did excellent. My turn's coming up here soon. So again, the pig of the week goes to the Fin Seeker out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Check them out. All right. And welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. We just had the pig of the week. I know everyone enjoyed that. So we've talked brim. We've all enjoyed that. Let's take a second and let me explain what's going to happen throughout the rest of this year. I have accepted a job with the charter boat Flatline and Aquaman Sport Fishing Charters, fishaquaman.com. And we are so I'm going to be the mate and working with them this year. If you don't hear a show on Wednesday nights, or you'll hear a rerun most likely, it's because I'm working late or come back from an offshore trip and just am dog tired. So bear with me throughout the summer. We will have shows and we'll have special stuff going on. But I can say this, the charter boat Flatline, the boat I'm on, we will have, we are going to be the only boat in Virginia. I think there's only one other guy within 300, 400 miles of us that has the ability to mothership. And mothership with all the required brouhaha involved with it. The insurance, the techniques, and I have a mate who knows what the hell he's doing in a kayak. So it's going to be a great year. Actually, Saturday we're going to go get some reds out of the eastern shore of Virginia. I'll have pictures. Check me out or check out the page. Aquaman Sport Fishing. If you have any questions, please feel free to let me know. Give me a call, whatever, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you're going to have. We have a really decently priced, it's a 42-foot Jersey Sport Fisher. Very comfortable, newly powered, trust me. I'm so happy that the boat's back in the water. it's absolutely killed me the past few weeks. Just kicking my butt, man. I mean, just absolutely kicking my butt, getting this boat ready, and cannot be happier. So let's talk about things that are going to happen now closer to, to summertime. Pretty much this whole, from everyone from Pennsylvania, I'm going to say south, should be in a spawn period. Pre, post, or in the spawn, making babies, making love, making that good old little bounce, chicka wow wow. Yeah, a little underwater loving. So that's the progress that's happening right now. For those north of Pennsylvania, okay, now let's say Pennsylvania. Let's hit the Mason-Dixon line. Draw that straight line across. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. But up and up north, you guys are in a pre-spawn, pre-spawn. Okay, where you're looking at bass, moving up, hitting those staging areas, okay? We've talked about stuff like that all the time, and now's the time that they're doing it. For everyone down south, okay, you're definitely post-spawn, okay? Those bass moving into the deeper areas, okay? This is where a Tommy Head jig would really excel, throwing a big magnum worm in the deeper areas, okay? For everyone north, like in Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, and west of that area, you're looking at spawn, post-spawn, kind of overfeeding kind of thing. Literally, anything you throw at them, you're going to catch them on, okay? But bluegill is going to be the main one. And this is why I did the show on the bluegill, and I kind of bounced around. Is that bluegill are, I'm telling you see a bluegill, I can guarantee you, you're going to catch fish on them. So let's take a step in a good forward direction here, okay? Baits that mimic bluegill or brim. Watermelon. Da-da-da-da, I just said it. That's a secret. Watermelon. Okay, watermelon colors match the dark greenish hue most brim have, okay? So watermelon. Second thing, watermelon with the tail dipped in some sort of chartreuse, okay? All brim pretty much have, the very tips of their tails, have some chartreuse or yellow or greenish, really vibrant green color, okay? And that's what you're going to imitate, okay? Bam. I just I'm just throwing info here. Okay. Crankbaits in a watermelon chartreuse color are excellent. All right. Things, you know, colors like that. If you can pick up a bluegill, you pick up a bait and you go, that kind of looks close to it, you've got it. Okay. Watermelons, green pumpkin, chartreuses, you know, deep purples, especially if you live in brackish water. Okay. Deep purple, reds, you know, those little red speckles really show up in dirty water like that. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're fishing, you know, the shad patterns, and you're not catching any fish, switch to a bluegill pattern, and bam, you'll be catching them left and right. All right, so we kind of did a short show tonight. I am in recovery from trying to get the boat in the water, and it finally is. Yay! So, what I'd like everyone to do, if you listen here, next week's show is going to be on toothy critters. And the one toothy critter that I know millions of people fish for, okay, is the walleye. I have become a huge fan of walleye. So next week's show is going to be on the walleye, the wily walleye, okay? But I want to hear what y'all want to hear on the show after that. So that would be, hang on one second, we're going to take a look at Daddy's handy-dandy show here. On the 15th of May, the 15th of May show, I want to hear what y'all want me to do a show on, okay? So, go to my Facebook page, Mark Lenny Two Wheeler. Send me a message, okay? Post it on my timeline, all right? What you want May 15th show to be on. If I don't hear anything, I'm just going to sit here and talk about saltwater fishing. Okay, that is all my mind is thinking about right now, is getting this boat ready and getting fishing. All right, so, do we have a boondoggle thing? Boondoggle till October, okay. You can now go ahead and do your thing, pick up your spot, go to yakangler.com/boondoggle, okay, hit the register button and register for it. Simple as that, okay? Sounded like a great time, Perdido Key, Florida. So, now that everyone has caught them, okay, that should do that portion. Okay, yep. All right. Can't believe Stan and Holly, and so will I. With all that being said, I'd like to thank everyone for showing up tonight. I said it's a nice little short show. Yeah, not many campsites left. Wow. So, all that being said, I got something in my throat. It's the pig of the week. He's trying to choke me. So, with that all being said, I want to thank all my sponsors. Okay? Jackson Kayak. I cannot thank Jackson Kayak enough. Can I thank Jackson Kayak, Orca Coolers, Tackle Webs, Unfair Lures, Tommy Head Jigs, Lightning Paddles, and everyone that makes this possible. Can I thank you all enough? I cannot thank the people, you, the listeners, for making this all possible. I cannot say that enough. So, with all of that being said, go to fishaquaman.com. Check them out. If you're in the Virginia Beach area, please, 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 book a trip. Daddy needs to make money. So, with that being said, good night, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. Always wear your PFD. Take a kid fishing. And get your fish on, man. With that being said, good night, everybody.
Give me the flask of Dawn with plenty of tailing fish
and the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome piece!
I got one!
Oh, damn it!
I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.